But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour of what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Very good. Thank God. I'm glad he's going to show up.
He's already here. Well, Jesus, we just thank you for your servant's willingness, and we thank you that you have a word specifically prescribed for us here tonight. I just pray that we would receive it in exactly the delivering way that she brings it. And Jesus, I just ask that you would calm any kind of nerves or anxiety. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Well, thanks for giving me this opportunity. Thanks for everybody that showed up. And hopefully we'll still be disappointed, including especially my daughter. So before we get started, I just really feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here. And he's a gentleman, and sometimes he just wants to be welcomed. So before I even get started, I just want to speak to my best friend, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We just thank you and praise you, and we are so grateful for your kindness, your encouragement, and I know how much you love every single person in this room. And the only reason I'm getting up here, Holy Spirit, is because I know you've got my back, and you'll speak through me, and I invite you to speak through me, and anything that I might say, let it go by the wayside, but anything that you're saying, I ask you to say it and encourage your people that you love so very, very much, including myself. And Jesus' name, amen.
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 So, I kept praying about what I should say, and I really didn't have a real good plan. Tori knows. She's all blank pages. She's like, what are you going to say? I don't know. So, the thing is that God just keeps saying is, recognition, the power of recognition, the power of recognizing him in every circumstance, every situation. And I started out with like Luke 24 when they were walking on the road, and you know, they were walking with Jesus, and they had been with him for how long, you know, constantly. And it would be like Tori walking beside me and not knowing that I'm sitting there walking with her because she knows me. And they didn't recognize him, but what happened was they recognized him when he rested. When they rested, they broke bread and they fellowshiped. And I love to eat, and Tori knows this. It's one of my favorite. I think it's a good hobby that I love to do. Fellowship and friends and family and fun. You all, whoever went to the chili cook-off knows that it was a lot of fun. And I love stuff like that. So just know that you should recognize when God's there.
Yes.
And a lot of times we recognize when things are going bad. You know, we focus on that. And I think it's our flesh, you know, that it just automatically resonates towards something that's negative. Because it's just in our, you know, even the news. You watch the news, you're going to have horrible stories because you recognize it and you're drawn to that. But I think God's just trying to say, recognize me in the circumstances. And I'm saying this to me as well. I've been going through a lot. And just know that he will never leave us, never forsake us. He's always there. And it's, I wrote something down. It's easy to fill your mind with politics, problems, bad reports that need my attention, and not my affection. There's a difference between your attention and your affection. So, and when you fill your mind and thoughts with these problems and difficulties and how it looks, it you lose sight of the eternity. You lose sight of the power of the resurrection of Christ in us. Mm-hmm. We are grafted into the vine. We're part of him. We produce the fruit, but he's the one who does it all. We don't have to do anything to get his blessings. They're there for us even when we don't... He watches us sleep. Tori knows that, like, when we go to hotels, I always take pictures of her sleeping. And she's like, that's so creepy, Mom. It's so creepy. But there's something about he's always with us. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is dunamis power, which is dynamite power. It's the power that can blow the side of a mountain off. And It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And Jesus says, I am at the right hand of the Father intervening for you. And as you well know, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but my husband was in the army, and then he later was in law enforcement for 35 years. So he was putting people in jail. He was putting, you know, he had the authority. And if he stood in front of traffic with his uniform on and stopped, put his hand up, do you really think that he could stop a car with his hand? No, it was the authority that had been given to him. And I feel like God is saying tonight that each and every one of us here are the salt and light. And we have been given this authority by God, just like the devil. My gunman over here. Yes, so we've been given this authority, and we're not to take it lightly. Mm-hmm. And we're not to be deceived, because the only way Satan can get us is if we come into agreement with his deception.
Right.
There's a story I heard where a salesman selling vacuum cleaners, he comes and he puts all the vacuum cleaners out for people to come, and he says, this vacuum will clean your house for you. It will, you know, do the walls. It will do everything. And all he wants is an agreement. He wants to get the money out of your pocket. He has to get you to agree. And a lot of times I think deception is Satan's biggest way of getting us. And so he will use a presentation. But he has to have us agree for him to have the authority in our lives. And so a lot of times, I'm speaking of me, we have circumstances with the horse farm. It's no longer at this point in time but I've been kind of fearful. I get a call and my stomach drops and I'm like, but God's like, I've got your back. You have all the resources of heaven backing you, just like that deputy. You don't mess with the deputy. The deputy can apprehend you, put you in jail. And I work for a defense attorney, so I was always the one trying to figure out the way to get him out of jail. So Ken would put him in jail, and he would say, oh, and I'd say, oh, that probable cause was no good. We're going to get him out of jail. And so he would have his check on, and he would say, okay, we hate the lawyers. And I'm like, and he's like, we want it to stick. So you've got to make sure that probable cause is concrete. But also, when he was in the Army, because he had given his life to the Army, they provided everything for him. He didn't have to worry about his housing. He didn't have to worry about his uniforms. He didn't have to worry about even, I think everything was provided for him, food, everything. And that's the same with us. We are in the Army of God. We are soldiers. And the thing is, we're secret agents. A lot of times we go into circumstances, situations, and people have no idea. And I personally think that's very fun, to go into a situation, and maybe it's the gym, maybe it's my dance class, and people don't have any idea that I'm really a Christian. I really, really am. But I don't advertise it, because that's, and I have been with people, I worked with politicians and different things, they had no idea, but see, that's what God does. He uses us as secret agents. He uses us in circumstances that nobody else can. Natalie, a teacher. Beth, a teacher. You know, everybody has something that they are called to do. All the kids. And when we go into these circumstances, we should think of ourselves as we have all the resources behind us. We are warriors, but we don't have to advertise. We can be secret agents. And that's what we should do. The Bible says to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. So shrewd is another word that's used for it, not only wise. And so basically, when we lose sight of eternity, we turn and we don't remember the power of the resurrection behind us. We live with a religious burden of striving. We have to do it ourselves. We have to fix it our way. And only when we die to ourselves and live in this resurrection, believing, knowing that God is not going to leave us. He promises he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We're his kids. And I mean, if you have kids or if you were a kid, everybody was, you know that you're in the family. You don't go into the household of your home and say, Mom, can I use the refrigerator? I just want to get a piece of, you know, that would be crazy because we're family. We're all family. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. God does put solitary in families. Sometimes when your mother and father forsake you and you feel like you're all alone, God puts us in families like this. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be together for eternity. And we're going to be having fun together. And that's the thing. I think God wants us to have a good life. He said he came to give us life and life more abundantly. And so I always like to have fun. And I know that's probably not always, but that's just me. I just like to be around people and having fun and eating cake. And, yes. You know, it's a very important thing. So.
I wrote a song about that.
Did you really?
About girls like to have fun.
Well, maybe guys do too, but I don't know. Maybe. Okay, but Paul says, it's no longer me, but Christ who lives in me. Yeah. Living from Christ towards the problem is my assignment. Jesus, who is the light of the world, said, you are the light of the world. What fascinates me is when Jesus' nature or person touches you, you respond to them. It's almost like, remember when they would draw a fish in the ground, you know, to let other people know. Mm-hmm. And it's fun when you get around somebody and you go, oh, you're a Christian too. Oh my gosh, I had, you know, and they were like, you're a Christian. And it was funny because I used to be a little sister in a sorority. And they would be like, you're a Christian. I was like, yeah, yeah. And it's like, you wear makeup and everything. I was like, yeah, I like wearing makeup. It's good for me. But trust me, it's really good. So when you respond to him and you receive what Jesus is doing, he is light in you. In the world, he allows us to represent him well. We accept what he is doing in us, and we trust that he will have us at the right place at the right time. He will put the words in your mouth, and he never, ever makes mistakes. And even though we make mistakes, he never, ever does. So with that, I would like a volunteer. Do I have any volunteers? Anybody that would come up? Cool. Okay. You take this. Do you know what this is?
The geodo.
Okay. You crumble it up. I don't think I'm still attached, but that's okay. Crumple it up. Okay, put it on the ground. Stop it. Okay, pick it up. Now, open it up and tear it in two. Ooh. Okay, go ahead, do it.
Ouch.
All right.
Ouch.
Does that still have value?
Yes.
No.
Is it still valuable?
No.
No. It is not. It wasn't acceptable.
Yes. You tape it back together. That's what we are. We may be crumpled. We may be torn. We may be broken. We may be dirty. I did have dirt. I was thinking of bringing dirt in. It may not go into the ATM machine, but it's yours. Thank you for coming up and being a volunteer. You'll have to get some tape. But that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
We are all valuable. And it hurt people to tear it. Well, that's what God. He sees us. We're going through stuff. And he's like, oh, you know, you're so valuable to him that he gave his son.
Yeah.
He loves us so much, and he loved his son more than anything. Mm-hmm. And so each one of us is loved so very much, mm-hmm. and he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. We will get to the other side, and like Natalie was talking about not getting your eyes on the circumstances, when he was walking on the water, I mean, when Peter was walking on the water, he said, come. And he said, no, Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come. Well, it was him. And he isn't going to say, don't come, because it was. He was like, well, come on. So he was walking out there. And I've heard people say, well, it was because it was calm water. But I have never seen at the beach somebody, even in calm water, walking on the water. So it was a miracle, whether it was wavy or not. But it was wavy. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he didn't sink. But the minute he looked at the waves and the water, he freaked out. And that's me a lot of times. I can focus on Jesus, but I get my eyes on the water and the waves, the things that are going on. And I tend to react and do foolish things when the waves are going. I go running and, like, I gotta go, like, for example, I almost bought a property that I didn't even look at the house. I was just panicking because my horses needed a place to go. And I was like, and the lady's calling me, are you going to get the property? And she goes, you should have made a bid on it. And she sent me a contract. And I was like, no, I shouldn't have done that. But the thing is, God is so forgiving. He's so kind. And he loves us so, so very much. And everybody is different. And I can't judge, I can't say you're a foot or you're a nose and you're no good, but everybody is valuable. Mm-hmm. And God needs each and every one of us, our gifts and abilities he's put in us. You can talk to people that maybe nobody else can talk to. You can be in circumstances and deal with things that nobody else can. And you got to recognize the value you have, each and every one of you. And it may not be my value, but I'm not the judge. God is the judge. He's the one who loves each and every one of you. He's the one who's placed these gifts and abilities in you to be secret agents, salt and light. And so that's it. We're valuable. He loves us. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. The blood of Jesus, it never loses its power. It will cover us. It will protect us. It will keep us safe from any and all harm. He's got our back. The Lord told me, he said, he wanted me to anoint everybody here, if you want to be, you don't have to be, yes, and that you are designated as secret agents for him, and to do your job well, and it may not be what you would, other people would think, but it's what you're supposed to do. And God gives you that peace on the inside. The Holy Spirit's in you. He will guide you. He promises he'll speak a word behind you that says, this is the way, walk you in it. When everything gets all chaotic, it's like 911. Just rest.
Right.
Find a place to just find your peace. Jewish people, they have this, it's a black mirror. It's called a bastion or something. I can't remember the name of it. And what they do is they look in this and they get in a dark room before they make any decisions because it doesn't reflect you. It's just, it's a way to focus and find, and that's the thing. When everything is going chaotic, just slow down, take a breath and just listen to that still small voice on the inside. He's not, you know, there's a lot of voices on the outside. But when you get that peace, you'll hear that still, small voice. And sometimes it's quiet, but then you'll start recognizing it. You'll be in circumstances, situations, and you'll go, wait, I know that voice. You know that still, small voice. People say it's your conscience. But one thing about Satan is he's loud. Mm-hmm. And wants you to make a quick decision. He doesn't want you to think about it. He pushes. You know, he's pushy. And the Holy Spirit is very gentle. He's easily entreated. He doesn't push. And so I'm speaking this for me as well because I need some encouragement. Been going through a lot. And another thing is, like, the palm trees at the beach, they bend. And they have a very deep root. And I realize that when you go through things, I told Tori, I said, you know, you don't want pine trees because they don't have a deep root. And a lot of times they fall. But when you go through things, you want to learn to bend. You want to learn that, because you have your way of doing things, but it's hard when you certainly don't understand why things are happening the way they are. But you have to trust, and that's the key. And when you do trust God, he loves it so much, and when he brings it to pass and it's his will. I heard a story, and it was Charles Stanley. I don't know if anybody knows who he is, but he was going to get a car, and he went to this car place, and he looked at this car, and he did all that, you know, he just loved this car, and he went, he drove it, and he decided, he goes, today's the day, I'm getting that car. So he goes, and the salesman's like, I got the paperwork all ready for you, and he goes, and he sits in the car, and he said, he heard God say, well, do you want this, or do you want my best? He said, I jumped out of that car so fast. He said, I was like, and then the salesman said, well, come on, let's get you this car. And he goes, no, I can't get that car. And the guy goes, what are you talking about? Why can't you get this car? He said, you wouldn't understand. And he said, I guess it was weeks or sometime later, somebody donated and gave him a car that was so much better than what he had decided. And so sometimes I think when things aren't working out, just slow down and go, okay, I don't understand this, but maybe I should just wait until I hear your voice. And I also heard that when they used to have malls, you know, people would go shopping in the malls, they would say, you know, you see something in the mall and you go spend a lot of money. But they said, if you find something you like at the mall, instead of getting it right then, just go home, think about it. And if you really want it, then go back and get it. But if you can stop and not get something just because you know, you have that, yeah, when you go back, you'll realize, well, I didn't even really want that. It was just, you know, why would I even? But that's the thing. A lot of times we just need to take the time to stop, you know, slow down, find out, you know, hear that still small voice, try to figure out, you know, the direction you're supposed to go, because he promises. He said, I anoint your head with oil. Your cup will run over. Surely goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. So when you're having a situation and you don't see any goodness and mercy, you just need to look behind you and say, goodness and mercy, y'all need to catch up, because this is not going like I'd hoped. So with that, I appreciate it. That's it. Quick and simple, but... as I think, like Marie Antoinette said, let's eat cake. Thank you.